WRMP 843 for Cheryl. Have a great day. Drive safely. WRMP 843 is clear now.
USAF 413 mobile monitoring.
Station 850. Station 850. WIED 88. Copy.
WSGH922 monitoring.
WRPV448 monitoring.
USBM 993 monitoring.
Good morning, 993. Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra 810. How are you doing this morning, Chad?
Paging yourself.
Man, not too bad out here doing a little driving job trying to make a little money.
Come back on that again. I didn't catch up.
I'm out here doing a driving job, trying to make a little bit of money.
There you go, that's what's up. Definitely sounds good. Well, what do you drive? Do you like Uber or what?
Yeah, I do Uber, what I call fake Ubering. I advertise on Facebook.
What's it called again?
I think I gotta change the mic on this or something, yesterday someone couldn't hear me either. I just advertise on Facebook.
Okay, you like advertise Uber on Facebook, or like, what do you mean by that? Like, what, I'm not quite understanding.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, I do driving jobs like Uber. I just don't do it through Uber.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Awesome. Definitely.
I don't want to pay enough.
Right, yeah, you mostly do, like, a lot of local runs, or you do out of town, too, or what?
Yeah, most of mine are pretty local. I've done a few out of towns. I don't mind doing them. You know, if I got the time and the prices right, I don't mind doing it.
Yeah.
Way cold out here.
Definitely a cold one, no doubt.
Yeah, at least the roads aren't so mushy like they were yesterday.
Definitely, for sure.
Yeah, at least up here, the main roads are clear and the side roads are solid, well, solid ice, but at least, not mushy.
I mean, you're in Saginaw too, aren't you?
That is correct.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRQ224.
WS, FF330, looking for a radio check.
Sounding good, I'm in the Flint site, WRQ224.
Thank you kindly, I'm down here in Grouse Point, just cobbled together. Network, very Bay, WS, FF330.
That must be a new one over there. I'll have to check that one out. WRQ224.
Grouse Point, which one are you on? Detroit, I'm assuming? Negative.
I'm down there a lot when I'm watching the grandkids, and I find I have a lot better luck with Detroit than I do Mount Clemens. So just FYI, you might do better.
Yeah, thank you much there. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, just setting up a little base at work, seeing what I can reach. I'm not even that high up. But at least I
All right, there's a lot of noise there. There's a problem with the Mount Clemens, which is the other part of that story. So I don't know if that's what's getting here or not, but there's a sort of issue that needs addressing. All right, good luck. Just wanted to share that with you since I have some experience down in that area. WRUU850.
Yeah, thank you much. I did hear somebody talking about they were having a problem with one of the towers, the repeater, yesterday when I was listening. But you have yourself a wonderful one. Thank you again. WSFF330, I'm out.
Well, good afternoon, Sean. WIUG.8.
Well, good afternoon, Jack. Just out and about here, and thought I'd chime in. Trying to find looking for a UPS store, which is supposed to be right where I'm at, but I'm not finding it. So I'm gonna have to count on Mr. Google.
Well, where are you at?
I am at Hall Road and Romeo Plank, looking for a UPS store that I thought was supposed to be right here. Anyhow, I do think my next stop is straight ahead, but boy, they look closed. Nope, they're open. Maybe. Or is that a mannequin? Oh, well. I can't tell. The place I want to go to is either open and very dark or not open, and that would explain it.
Only thing I can remember, there's USPS there on 59, I believe by Shaner. Roger.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll crack out my phone in a second here, but I am at another stop I have to make here, so Jack, I'm going to get inside, and I'll be back here in a bit. It's good hearing you, as always, and we'll look for you in a few. WRUU 850.
Dave, you out there?
Yeah. SBM 993 monitoring the station.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSAX 473. This is WRNW 329. You copy? No copy, WSAX 473. WRNW 329. Clear and monitoring.
Last call, was it 329 or
429?
Whiskey Sam Charlie
Zebra
10, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon
to you. I didn't get the number. It's WRNW 329 here. The name's Tim. Over.
Three, two, nine, gotcha. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. First name over here is Paige.
Hi, Paige. Nice to meet you. I just sitting on the hand here trying to call a buddy out there, but I don't think he has it on. I just out here looking out the window trying to stay warm there. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I'm up here in Saginaw. It's a nice, cool, crisp 18 degrees right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's much warmer this way. I'm out here in Mount Clemens, Clinton Township, actually. Your radio sounding nice and clear back here. Over.
Roger that. I appreciate it. I'm pretty close to the machine here in Saginaw. Some people were saying they couldn't hear me real well, so I switched the microphone on this, and, you know, I was going to ask you how I sounded, but you already answered that, so I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, sounding nice and loud. I am on a handheld, but sounding loud and clear on this side for sure. Nice, clean signal.
Appreciate that. I guess the microphone I had was just on its way out or something. Good thing I got a whole bunch of extras laying around.
There's always going to be something you want to change out. Microphone and maybe the coax. Just acting up on you, and then next thing you know, oh, maybe I need a better antenna. It's all fun and money, for sure.
Yeah, fortunately, I don't have the money for the fun, but I got a good deal on a bunch of Motorola mobiles, and, you know, selling some of them, keeping some of them, and that's what I'm running in the car now. So, you know, I can't complain too much for the price I paid for them.
Copy that. Is that a, how many watt radio is it? A 20 watt, 50 watt radio? Or?
I had this on the meter, but I believe it's 40 watts.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it. I say it's nice and clean. The right antenna, you should have no problems. And the microphone, yeah, should have no problems at all.
I got one set up in the house. I never use it because I never get on the radio in the house, really. But, you know, I got the exact same radio. So with Motorola, it's kind of a pain in the butt trying to get them programmed and stuff. But the older ones, it's actually easier to get hold of the necessities to take care of that. And when you got a whole bunch of them that's the same model, it makes it even better because you don't have to have 50,000 different programs and cables and stuff.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of cables in my laptop bag. About at least six different cables. And then I got on my laptop probably four or five different programs to program. So I got, you know, codes everywhere. And they all don't work with each other. I got to use individual for each different radio. So that's a little bit of a headache, but I guess fun at the same time.
For a portable. I also have the Motorola 1250 for a portable. And then for the mobiles, I got these Motorolas here that I'm using. I also got a Kenwood mobile. And then two different scanners are required, two different cables and two different programs. Yeah, I agree. It's a pain in the butt, but fun at the same time when you finally conquer it.
Copy that. I guess nobody would make no money if they just made it. Like, one cable fits all radios. One program. You could just program any radio. Guess it would be too easy that way, huh?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that'd be like... Yeah, I can't even tell you my reaction to that one. I don't think it'd be appropriate for on the air. But, yeah, I'd have a field day if that ever happened.
That's what they do. Everybody's got to make a little money out of it. So everything you want to do, it costs a few bucks here and there. That's for sure.
Yep, it's all about the mighty dollar and, you know, bragging rights and, you know, oh, this is mine, I did this, you know. I mean, that's really, those two things, I think, is what it comes down to with all these companies. Because at the end of the day, especially when you look at the ham radios and stuff, you know, you can buy an ICOM and a Kenwood, and, you know, the exact same radio with the exact same features, just a different name on it. And back in the day with the CB radios, it was all the same thing, you know. Radio Shack CBs were the same as the Unigine CBs. The only difference on it was the faceplate. You open them up, and the insides were identical.
Oh, yeah, anything to trick the consumer, I guess. It's all the same stuff. They're pretty much, I don't know. It's a rough one, but we make it survive. I guess get things together and try to have a little fun at the least expense. But so everything costs money nowadays, so it is what it is. We just got to keep pushing forward, I guess.
About all you can do. I'm not sure exactly in my location here where I'm going to start dropping out of the system, but I'm going to get back to kind of paying a little bit of attention to the driving here. But it's been a pleasure meeting you, a pleasure chatting with you, and hopefully, you know, we can do it again. I will be monitoring, though. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and we will be clear on your final.
Okay, it was nice talking to you. Maybe we'll catch you on there a little bit later, for sure. Keep all the wheels on the ground. Be safe. Catch you later. This is WRNW 329. Clear for now.
This is 329. WIUG 488. Topic.
Good afternoon to you, Jack. How you doing?
Oh, very good. How about you? Except cold weather out there, Roger.
But it is a little crispy, but the sun is shining. A little cool at work today, all day. The doors opening and closing, truck coming in and out, so we survived that. So we're at home now, nice and warm. So I'm just looking out the window.
Yeah. I haven't heard you in a long time. What's going on out there?
Oh, not a whole lot. I've been just out monitoring the last few days. Kind of busy doing some stuff around the house. Inside, not outside. It's too cold outside. But, yeah, doing some stuff around here after work inside. But I've been monitoring, playing on there a little bit of 10 meter off and on.
Well, 2 days ago, I was on the 10-meter, and it was a lot of people out there. I don't know what it is, but it was a lot of people out there. Then after that, I went on, you know, a 40-meter. I couldn't, I heard about five people out there. That's about it. Roger?
I copy that. I always hear people on 40. It's the 10-meter. It gets quiet around, I don't know, I guess as soon as the sun goes down. But about 6 o'clock, I've been hitting over China. I've been hitting a few stations over there around between 6 and 7. And coming in, I guess it's early morning over there around that time.
I don't know. It could be early morning for them. Because in here, when it gets dark over there, the daylight, I believe. That's how it goes. Roger.
Yeah, I think the last one I talked to was, well, it was roughly about 6:30 here. He said it was like 8 in the morning there, so early morning. Making pretty good contacts for this dipole that I got up here, but I'm still going to get a vertical when I get a chance.
Get that vertical, it's better, and you can do whatever you want to do with the vertical, and that's for sure. Roger.
Plus I got the external tuner. It's only a 200 watt, but that's all I need for now. It's only pushing 100 watts out of the radio. Well, actually, it's probably only getting about 85 watts out of the meter. I can put it on the meter. But it does a pretty good job.
You're on the ocean radio right now, the handheld?
I'm on that Quajang. I think it's the Quajang. I haven't keyed that other one for a while. Actually, I put it back in the drawer just the other day. I probably need to charge the battery up on it.
I have one of those Quajang. It's a handheld. And I have it programmed like for, what do they call it? For the airports, ham radios, and all that other stuff. Roger.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty good little radio for the price. You can't beat the price. Actually, I thought about getting another one just for backup for the price. Got to give it a couple little tweaks, and it works pretty good for you.
Oh, what else? It's got a big screen. You can see good. That's what the one I have. Roger.
Yeah, it's got a nice screen on this one, too. I don't know if you can change the color or... I know you can do brightness, I think, on it. Actually, this screen is better than the Washang. This one's better. I can even see the screen on this one outside when I'm outside. It's a better viewing screen for sure.
I even got a mic for it. I had to buy the mic for it because it's a good radio. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I haven't got a mic yet because I figured, well, if it's on the side and you got the Nagoya antenna on there, it's pretty long. The antenna's kind of all over the place with the Nagoya on there. So I just choose to hold it, I guess. Well, I guess the mic is good. You can always hook it to an external antenna if you want to also.
You can put one of them. Anyhow, you guys working 5 days or 7 days?
The production's working. They just got back to work this week. They were off way before the Christmas holidays. They're just getting back to work starting Monday. They'll be on 6 days. But yeah, I've been doing a few weeks here and there. And it's cold outside, nothing going on, so I figure I can stock up a few extra pennies. I might want to buy something.
That will be a good thing to do. Keep going with that little money coming. And later on, you do what you gotta do, you know, buy whatever you want to buy. And that's a 100% good ID. Roger?
I copy that, for sure. Now, I got a nice little amplifier I gotta look and see. Actually, I gotta put some wires on it. It says it's good for 10 to 80 meter, but it's only like a 400 watt. I gotta put some longer power cables on it and a fuse link and
maybe I'll try it on the HF and see what I can get out of it. I only need to run a half power is good enough. Give you a little extra push.
I see what you're saying. Well, I, you know, is it good for the what, the 9800 radio, the TYT?
No, I'd be hooking it to my HF by Yaesu 857B. It's a 100-watt radio.
Then that will do it. Yeah, that will really do it anyhow. But don't go on way, way high. You know what I mean? When I got that 9600, and everybody said, don't go out there and put it on 42 watts, you'll burn it. So I'm on the medium watt, but I'm not right now, I'm not on it. I'm on my DB20G.
Okay, yeah, you were, I don't think you were talking on your other one the other day. It sounded pretty good, it's nice and loud.
That's one thing I like about it. It's good. And it really very clear. And also, you know what else? It takes the GMRS and also a ham. You know, and it's digital. It's not one of them analog or something like that. Roger?
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. I'll have to look at that one. That's a, that was a 9800, right? The one you have?
That's MD-96. That's better from the from all of them. Because a friend of mine tested them all, and that's where he found out 9600 is the best radio.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment. I got you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Tim. This is WSEX 870. Kevin, I just had a comment. Jack, you said you're using the DB20G. I was curious what antenna you were paired with.
I'm on the Harvest PC200. It's a Harvest one-stick fiberglass out there from Amazon, only $95.
What was the make of that?
Harvest. Harvest antenna. They fiberglass. Now, let me tell you something. Amazon got two of them. One you have to program, the other one you don't have to. Don't get the one with program. Get the one that's got the already program, which is that's what this one here is, only $95.
Ten-four. I've got the same radio. I'm just using the Midland MTX or MXA-26. So I just was curious what you were using. This will be my final. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime. If you have any question, I will be glad to help you out as much as I can and as much as I know. You take care. You have a good day. WIUG.8.
Jack, you're an idiot.
Attention, 329. You still out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, Jack. I'm still sitting here, yes, sir. So your radios always sound good off that antenna you got there. They always sound pretty good. I know a few weeks back it sounds like you were getting some interference every now and again. I don't know why, a lot of static coming through, but nice and clear today.
Yeah, because of the sunshine. That's why. Right, Tim?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, nice sunshine. It's not warm, but the sun's shining good.
Yeah,
an idiot, Jack.
I hear a bunch of static on my radio, but I don't know who it is, but it's all good. Yeah, but that radio always sounds pretty good. I got that. I got a Comet that I bought. It's a dual bander, though. But I've been running that off my Yaesu on the 2-meter, 70-centimeter. Seems to work pretty good. I can hook my GMRS to it, too, also, I guess. It's pretty close. The match is good on it, but it works okay.
Is that the Comet 2x4?
No, it's not a 2x4. I forget the number on it. It's a fiberglass. It's got some three horizontals coming out of the bottom of it that are only like about 8 to 10 inches long, and it's probably about 5 foot tall.
All right, Sam. Good talking to you. Take care and have a good day. I gotta go get something to eat. Catch you later. WIAG 48.
Okay, Jack. Don't eat too much or you'll fall asleep. Catch you a little later. WRNW 329 clear.
WRUG 488 WRFX 966 check.
There it is right there. How are you today? I haven't heard you in a long time either.
Oh, I just realized 625 is offline. It's not on at all.
Has been off since 7:30 this morning. Well, they know about it. I already texted Sean, so he knows about it. So I don't know what to tell you. And 675 there in Sheboygan is gone. You know, they know about it too, but they can't get out there. I guess because too much snow out there. Roger.
Oh, I believe that for Sheboygan. So I was listening to 625 today. No wonder it was so quiet and peaceful.
And also 675 got a little bit, you know, and the connection got water in them. So sometimes it doesn't sound that good either. So everybody knows about it. And I don't know what to tell you. You got to get that weather the right direction to find out what's going on with these repeaters.
But they're like anything else. They require maintenance. But yeah, I was just listening, and I finally said, wait a minute. And I turned up the monitor on the computer, and I see people talking on everything but 625. And I'm like, okay, no wonder it's been so quiet. Yeah, I just been busy, busy, busy. We got a issue with the door to the chapel at church, so 10 o'clock at night, I go over and lock the place up. And on my way to work in the morning, I go unlock it for the day, and you know, other things, but oh well, keeps me young, right?
Brian always says keep you young at all. Like me, yesterday I went to four or five places, go shopping a little bit, grocery shopping, clothes shopping, and I just came home. I was so tired. I don't know why the weather got me because of that. Not used to the cold weather, I guess, a lot. In and out, in and out, in and out, and that's how you get tired. Roger.
Yes, sir. I understand. I'm getting there, too, myself, but anyways, I just thought I'd ask you if you knew what was going on with 625. I'll let you go get something to eat before you, you know, get lightheaded from lack of food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Well, Brian, I'm glad to hear you out there. Anyhow, I'm going to be there this Saturday anyhow. So I should be able to see you Saturday. Last Saturday, it was a mess here. You know, the snow came down. I went out. It was not shoveled. That the quinder was not at all the way it's supposed to be. It was nothing but icy and snow. So I had to come back. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. About 1:30, about 1 o'clock actually, Saturday morning, Friday night, is when we learned that the lock wasn't working on the chapel, and I went over and I took care of it. And then I was over there 7:15, worked on it for a little bit, and said, well, it's beyond my scope. And told the boss that he was going to have to call the door company in to fix it. And then I went to breakfast. Oh, well, anyways, yeah, I got an early start to the day. I think that's the only reason I made it to breakfast, because I'd have looked out, saw all that snow, rolled over, went back to sleep. Roger.
There's a lot of people out there, Brian.
I think we had about 16 people total.
That's good. That's a lot of people, yeah. I don't know, man. If you and you want to.
What was that, Jack?
You and you people?
No, same old people. Like Dino didn't come because the tires aren't that great on his car. You know, a couple people that haven't been there since last year, but, you know, Phil made it. And Dennis and his wife was there, Sean and Don, of course. And Len and John. You know, usual people.
Let's see. How's work, by the way? You got 6 days or 7 days?
Well, the boss said we might get Saturday because the holiday on Sunday, and the plant manager doesn't want to work us on a holiday because that's triple time pay. But 5 days right now with the threat of 6 coming.
Now, even the guy next door to me is stuck to park on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know why. He worked for Chrysler, too, so...
Well, he shut down the classic Ram, which was the old-style 4th-gen Ram pickup truck. That was one of our bigger jobs, and then, you know, we got the Wagoneer. That's one of our bigger jobs, but it's low volume. They've got that running like next to nothing right now. So, yeah, we just got to get right-sized, and I think we'll be back in business.
You know what, maybe in a couple of weeks, we'll see what happens after. Probably by February, middle of February, that's when everything gets roll on back again.
Well, if it stays at this rate, come July, I will probably look to move on, retire, because if I'm not going to get the overtime, I can make the same with my pension. So, you know, I got to start weighing my options.
I need to do that. You know, if it's same money, same that, you might as well take that route and find something else on the side. That's for sure. And this is WIUG 48.
Oh, WRFX 966. Believe me, Jack. wife's already got me working at the church part-time, so... Soon as I retire, I got a job. That's for sure.
Yeah. So you guys got a raise yet from Chrysler?
We'll get it in September.
I don't know about that, but some people got a raise. You know, they make parts for Chrysler. They already got a raise this year.
No, ours are by contract, and it happens in September every year. We get our raises. So, we haven't gotten any. We got a bonus, but that was just a Christmas bonus. It was $600 before taxes, so it wasn't really anything. Because you lose almost 40% of it when it goes through the tax cycle.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, so he just came at the house and he found out about the repeater.
Yeah. Like, so I was listening to it all day at work and nothing. Wasn't paying attention necessarily because, you know, I do get up to do some work from time to time. But, yeah, I got home and radio sitting there and I didn't hear anything the whole time I was taking a shower or nothing. So I thought I'd check. Put the monitor up and saw that 625 was dead.
You see, oh, I know, I woke up at 7. I said, let me try. I have a rando out there at 218 by the airport. And that's why I contacted him. I couldn't contact him on 625. And I went on the 600, and he was there on that 600. That's why, you know, sometime I was telling you that 600, you know, I mean, it's got a very low, you know, hearing and everything, but you know what? It works. So that's why, you know, I even called there on the 600 for a radio check. A few people came back and said he's sounding good, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, it says the last thing on Detroit was 15 and a half hours ago. And then, Sheboygan's not even on the list right now, so they've got it turned off.
I talked to Bob yesterday on the phone. He said he knows about it, and he contacted the MIA on the Facebook, and they know about it too. So I don't know when that can be fixed. And I asked him, he said there's 6 inches of snow already on the ground, and there's another 9 inches still coming down. That's what he was telling me last night about. I was telling you about 10:20 at night.
Yeah, well, I get out here as much as I can, but right now, yeah, I listen more upstairs, and when I come down to the basement, then I start calling people. If I make it to the basement, it's my time. It's me time. If I'm upstairs, I'm still dealing with stuff, usually. Don't want to interrupt Mama while she's watching her TV shows, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. I know what you mean. All right, Brian. I'm going to let you go. You take care. We'll talk again. Keep on that 675. It's better. WIOG.8.
Yeah, I came to 625 at home because of the noise the other night, but, yeah, I don't always look to see what channel it's on. I just turn it on and off mostly. All right, Jack, we'll talk to you later. Always good hearing from you. WRFX 966, clear.
WSOZ 793. Can somebody tell me if this thing's making a repeater on the Impala?
I got you loud and clear. No static. WRFX 966.
Yeah, 966. I appreciate it, brother. I just put this thing on medium. I want to see if I can, you know, make the battery last a little longer. But, yeah, you're sounding good, too. Sounding really good, good and clean. I got a CB running behind me. That's what you're hearing. WSOZ 793, and I'm sitting.
USBM 993 monitor.
Copy 902, WSOZ 793, monitoring.